Two TSA employees were shot this morning at Los Angeles International Airport, according to observers on the scene. One of those agents was killed, the other injured. It was a lone gunman. That's according to reports we've heard so far. NPR's been following that story. We're going to have updates on the shooting throughout the day. Here at home, starting Monday, patrons of Seattle Public Libraries will be allowed to take their guns into library branches. Mary Lynn Gardner is the library's chief financial and administrative officer. I spoke with her earlier today, and she explained the rationale behind the decision to allow guns.
You know, we do periodically review our rules of conduct. I mean, that's a kind of a standard procedure, and we amended this rule really to be in compliance with current state law related to firearms. And we really felt it was necessary to reduce the potential legal liability for the library.
When were guns actually banned in the first place at the library?
They have never been allowed in the library, in the history of the library, as far as I know. I've came to the library in 2005 and became responsible for administering the rules of conduct, but I have no knowledge of them ever being permitted in the library under our rules of conduct.
So the library did reverse that policy, goes into effect Monday. Are there any kind of regulations on how guns have to be carried by people who bring them to the library?
There are. The new rule, which is wording actually from the state law, prohibits carrying, exhibiting, displaying, or drawing any firearm in a manner that demonstrates an intent to intimidate another or that warrants alarm for the safety of other persons. And that is actually the wording in the state law.
And
so we do still have a prohibition in terms of that type of behavior. People can come into the library legally carrying a firearm that's secured, or they may have one and we don't know because they have a concealed weapons permit and we never see the firearm.
How will you monitor the concerns of patrons if these weapons are brandished or whatever that language just was that you read me?
Well, if a patron has a concern, if they observe a behavior that they have a concern about, it would be very just the same as any other violation of our rule of conduct. Our expectation is they would immediately go to the nearest library staff person and inform them of their concern. And then we would talk with the person and assess the situation. Is the person indeed legally carrying a firearm and it's acceptable behavior, or is there behavior that would be prohibited under the new rule? So our staff would make that determination.
Do you have security guards or police officers on duty in the library?
We do have a security team of officers. There are 14 of them, and we have them stationed at the central library because of the complexity of this high-rise building. And then we have divide the city into four regions, and we have officers that rove between the buildings and those regions of the city. But we also train all of our staff. All of our staff are trained on our rules of conduct and enforcing our rules.
That's a lot to ask of a librarian or somebody who's sitting at the counter checking out materials, isn't it?
Well, our staff know that if they have a concern about dealing with a situation, they can, of course, immediately call our security phone line, which is available to them 24, you know, they can call that all the hours that the library is open. But if they see an immediate concern, like any other person in the city, they'd immediately dial 911 and explain what the behavior is that warrants a call to 911 that's an immediate threat.
Mary Lynn Gardner, a bigger question that we had as a staff when talking about this change in policy was the perception of safety in these places that many librarians call the public's living rooms. So it's one thing to report an incident, but it's another thing for me, if I have young children, to feel okay bringing them into a library. Mm-hmm. How do you, have you guys talked about that? And if so, what kinds of answers have you come up with?
Well, first of all, I I think it's important to look at the context of this law in the state of Washington as it's been interpreted by other library systems. We were the only library system in the state of Washington that prohibited bringing firearms into the library. And we've looked and talked with our colleagues in those other systems, and they have not experienced people bringing firearms into the library. So I'm optimistic that that same judgment people have displayed in other parts of the state in terms of coming into the library, that behavior will continue with us. I truly do not expect a major change in behavior.
Well, Mary Lynn, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
That's Mary Lynn Gardner, Chief Financial and Administrative Officer for Seattle Public Library. As you had heard, starting Monday, library patrons will be able to bring guns to library branches.